1976.
Can we salvage our relationship with Pakistan in light of what happened with Osama bin Laden? In the meantime, can we save a few homes in those low-lying areas where the spillways had to be opened for the greater good of the folks in Baton Rouge and New Orleans? And Donald Trump says, no, thank you. I don't want to be president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where we start is in the South and Louisiana, all the flooding that's going on, sadly, because they've had to open the spillways. If you haven't heard the story, I think you know it by now. There have been so many states, nine states, where they've suffered through flooding, and part of that is the swollen Mississippi. Memphis was particularly slammed. Kentucky had to deal with it as well. In Louisiana, the concern is let's do what we can with this rushing water to protect the massive amount of homes we have in the capital and Baton Rouge and, of course, in New Orleans as well. As a result, some people in a town of 1,300 will probably lose their homes. They've been told to evacuate. They're grabbing their stuff and they're getting out. And frankly, as the minutes go by, gallons of water are headed toward their neighborhoods. So Jody Gilley had this to say about get the pets and let's go.
We all live here with four dogs, and we have to see about getting the dogs put someplace now, and that's probably our biggest problem right now, finding a place for the animals. We went upstairs with a lot of stuff, and then a few things were moving away to, you know, a drier spot.
Yep, and that's all they can do, certainly at this point, only hope that where the flood level ends up will depend on how high the water rises and how much damage there's done to the houses by the time they actually get back to the neighborhoods, which could probably be weeks. So the governor of Louisiana is estimating, you know, at least $300 million in damages, not just to homes and whatnot, but also to agricultural area that was rich farmland that will be covered over also. There's no cover up here. There are two sides to this. Either you think we need to really be in bed with Pakistan, or you think we should just cut out Pakistan altogether. Really, when it comes to the folks in Washington, they're trying to salvage what they can of that relationship, and that you got to worry about these military sanctuaries. You have to ask questions about, gee, did that town where Osama bin Laden was, Abbottabad, did anybody in that town really know that he was there? More importantly, not just the people who live there, but how about the people in charge? Did they know? Did the military have any clue? So Senator John Kerry was part of an envoy that went over to have some discussions in Pakistan about where we're headed in the future. Here's what he had to say.
We need to find a way to march forward if it is possible. If it is not possible, there are a set of downside consequences that can be profound.
Yeah, downside consequences, absolutely. And part of the problem, it's the same thing in a nutshell. How do you deal with a country where you know they're complicit and riddled with corruption, and you know that their spy organization has outed some of our own soldiers, places where they were, etc., leading to ultimately some of their deaths most likely? And certainly it's providing a sanctuary for the people who are doing the terrorist acts. So they're going to Afghanistan, then they're going back across the border, and they're safe. Going to Afghanistan, going across the border, and then they're safe. That's not a good partnership if that's what's happening. Hey, let's drop a few bombs, and we run over to Pakistan. They'll cover us. No worries. If there's any kind of a relationship and they're going to try to salvage it, that cannot happen moving forward. Speaking of moving forward, Donald Trump says he's not going to move forward. He says he's done. He's done as far as throwing out the little morsels of I'm running for president, I might run for president. He revealed his decision Monday at a meeting of advertising execs who had come to New York to learn about the fall lineup on NBC, because after all, he has the Celebrity Apprentice show, you know, the various apprentice shows. So the network had been pressing him for a decision. They were worried about the ad revenue, which is in the millions, for that Celebrity Apprentice if he didn't return. And he said, I'm not going to run for president as much as I'd like to. And the audience, of course, went crazy because that was the audience that didn't want him to run for president. He said he can't do it half-heartedly, and therefore he was not going to do it. There was a lot of attention, though, that was given to Donald Trump. There was a lot of controversy over the president's birth certificate, and Trump, really, because he was pushing this and kept throwing it out there, I really think that Trump doing that led to the release of the long-term birth certificate after 2 years of a discussion over it. So he gets the credit for that one anyway. He's going to continue to do the business thing, remain the host of Celebrity Apprentice, and say forget it to the idea of leading the country. Can't say I'm totally surprised, although I heard it was really feeding his ego and he thought he might make a stab at it, might try to grab the brass ring and get the Republican nomination. It's probably smart because he realized some of the issues that he'd have to talk on that wouldn't be comfortable, that would absolutely, in any kind of a debate, he would have to address everything from abortion on down, immigration. And I don't think he wanted to go there, especially after what happened, all the attention on the whole birth certificate thing. Once that blew up, I think that signaled the end to, maybe I don't want to go in this direction after all. So he's out. He's out. Huckabee's out. Who knows who declares next or who decides to step out of it? Because a lot of people have fallen by the wayside. Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, Huckabee, and Trump, who was kind of testing the waters, he's done. Now there's still some people that are on the fringe who have to officially declare. One of them is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney raised gobs of money at a phone bank. So he's trying to get the funds together. Whoever it is that runs has to be able to raise serious cash when the president is getting probably $1 billion for an incumbent president to run for re-election. Whoever runs against him has to have some serious capital, because how could you possibly compete with him if you didn't? You wouldn't be able to pony up for all the advertising. And already you have something going against you in the fact that you have an incumbent there who's already in the office, who has voters that'll vote for him. And then it's a question of the independents. Yeah, how about that? SEAL Team 6. Crazy story about SEAL Team 6 worth floating right here at the top. You know, it's all about branding and trademarks and all that stuff. Do you know that Disney has bought the rights to SEAL Team 6? Is that not crazy? So you can only think that the wheels are turning, and most likely there's probably some sort of a Disney movie maybe in the making, or at least there's a reason why they wanted to own that trademark. And somebody said to me, and there was a big headline about this, is Disney taking advantage of Bin Laden's death? I think they see an opportunity when they're sitting in the boardroom and say, grab it. If somebody hasn't grabbed it already, grab it. All right, we're going to kick the can down the road. Kick it with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Expansion started way up. The earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang.
It's finale week, as we were talking about here on ATN, the Big Bang Theory. That's what you just heard there. That, of course, is their theme song. A very popular character is returning for that finale. Mrs. Kuthrapali, Raj's mom, Alice Amter, is the actress who plays that character, does it so well, and she joins us now here on ATN. Hey, Alice, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Wow. What an introduction, thank you.
You're welcome. You know what, and we haven't even dug into this, your deal with the accents. You have to teach me how a correct English accent. What's so interesting about you, and I've seen you play a couple of different roles, is that you have an innate ability, I think, to be able to switch those accents back and forth. And you, am I correct? You were born in England. You're English, right?
Yes, that's right. I am British. Yes, English.
So British.
The Empire.
Exactly, exactly. So is it just something you had? Is it just something you knew you were good at? Because there are a lot of fine actresses, Alice, I got to tell you, that are incredible. I mean, they can drop a few tears on cue and switch from drama to comedy, but they're not great with the accent deal from the Southern belle to the hoity British Tudor type of accent, and you're
right.
Good at that. So did you have that gift since you were a kid, do you think, and it was inside of you and it just came out with classes
and
whatnot?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's innate. I think I was born with it. I'm switching into my American accent now, actually, as I'm talking to you, which is interesting. I don't even know I'm doing it, see? No, because the first thing, or one of the first things that I was good at as a kid was, I was good at school, like academically, but particularly in foreign languages. So I would pick up French and German really easily and quickly. And then being born and raised in England, there are like a plethora of different accents from various regions. And I'm from the Midlands, which is, right, it's smack bang in the middle of the country. And so you get a lot of, you get a confluence of a lot of different accents going through there. And the Indian accent, I would say I did learn, in fact, in England subconsciously, just by going to, I don't want to say the 7-Eleven, but the local grocery store. There's a heavy Indian population in England, and particularly in Birmingham, where I'm from. And, you just heard it. You just heard it around you, in public, on the street, on the buses, in stores and whatnot. And, the older ladies always seem to be sort of chastising the younger, second generation Indian English people. Because the ones that are born there talk like, but our mom leave it out. Stop. they talk regular. Mm-hmm. And then the parents are like, don't do what your friends are doing. That is not correct. That is not what we do back in India. So I don't know. It just is in there. And I think I'm a linguist sort of first. And I'm a bit sort of the guy in Eliza Doolittle film.
Wow.
The doctor.
Wow. How interesting to watch you switch back and forth. So, Mrs. Kuthrappali, that was you. Did you go for an audition? Did someone recommend you? You know how that works. How did you get that part?
It was an audition, and I think when I got here, they didn't really know what they just automatically put me in that category. Because they figured that I was that,
Right.
And so casting directors would often have me in as an East Indian female. I mean, I played an East Indian doctor on ER. I didn't have to have an accent. I did it with an accent originally, but then they told me, don't do an accent, so then I used my own voice, and it was much more real. So it depends. Like, if they're asking for stereotypes, and if they're generally asking for an older woman, because I'm not even old enough to be Mrs. Kuthrappali, really.
Right.
Then generally speaking, they're looking for a stereotype. They want the sari, they want the bindi, and they want the full thick accent. So I went into an audition, with all of that weapons loaded and a pair of sunglasses on. So none of the other, actresses could psych me out. And it's funny, it's interesting because I always go into auditions and there's always real Indians that in there. Real Indian women from India in there.
And you won. You won the part.
And I won. I had to have two callbacks. And the second time, I thought they'd given it because I fluffed a line or something. And I didn't know, at the time, who Chuck Lorre was, because he was in the room. And I think if I'd known that he was a creator and, of Two and a Half Men and everything, I'd have basically peed myself. So it was good. My ignorance sort of served me well, and I just focused on, it was comedy, so I focused on making people laugh. And it was, it wasn't difficult. I mean, it was there in the writing. And I just sort of had to deliver. And I really didn't know when I came home if I thought that they'd given it to another actress who'd been through as many hoops as I. And she was really Indian. And I just said to myself, oh, she got it. And then my manager called me and he said, no, you booked the job. And the interesting thing is that it didn't start out, at least not to my knowledge, as a recurring character. It just
right.
was a one-off deal. But I had such a good time and I just felt, I don't know, the vibration of sort of, you know, magic on the set and, you know, with everyone and the crew as well. They mentioned to me, they said, get ready for a 10-year run. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah. And the crew always know. Every time I've had a recurring role, one member of the crew has said to me, see you soon, see you next time. And I'm like, but I'm not, I don't, and they're like, yes, you'll be back. Trust me, you'll be back. And lo and behold, they're always right. So,
right, and this
they
is
see people like
four.
They see people come and go all the time. You
yeah.
know, so they know who fits and who doesn't, and you know, they know when a show has legs, you know, because
right.
they're constantly, you know, trying to work for an extended period of time.
Right.
So.
And season four finale, so they you're right, they were absolutely right about that. Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, but we'd be remiss not to say that you're also obviously have hit the big screen in several films, including a movie I love, The Good Girl with Jennifer Aniston. It was a sleeper, and now it's very, very popular. Was that a lot of fun to work with Jen Aniston?
Yeah, I mean, I got to meet Brad Pitt, actually, as a result of that little gig, because they were married at the time. And, you know, I was doing my scene, and again, when I got the audition, my agent was like, Alex, I want you to do a southern accent. And I'm thinking, I do not know what a southern accent is. I know East Coast. I know West Coast. I know now because I've been here long enough, but this was like 8-9 years ago. And the only person I could think of was Holly Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Hunter. And I just thought of her, and I just went real nasal with it and just put it all up in my nose and, you know, set those lines just like that, and bingo.
That was great. I love it. And we have a lot of Southerners listening. They're going to really appreciate that, too. So it's perfect, Alice. Certainly, we wish you the best of the luck in your career. We'd love to talk to you again down the road and find out what you're doing next. And you'll be on the show. This Thursday is the finale. Actually, it's obviously
yep.
in the can, but Thursday, 8 o'clock Pacific time on CBS. And Mrs. Kuthrappali, Alice Amter, thanks so much, and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. That was terrific, boy, those accents. You got to love that. How many of you listening in the South enjoyed the way Alice did that? And I know when she's thinking of Holly Hunter. I want to say Raising Arizona, Holly Hunter really had a thick accent in that movie. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America tonight. So much is happening, including, here's a big shocker because we were just talking about television from the world of TV, really. Jerry Lewis is going to retire from the MDA telethon in September. Do you know how long he's been doing that telethon? He's been doing that telethon longer than I've been alive, longer than many of you listening to the show have been alive. 45 years pushing for treatment and cures for kids. You know, he always calls them, I think right from the very first time he did it, I think he called the kids his kids, my kids. So he's not going to be the host of the Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon that has become really synonymous with his name. But Jerry Lewis is 85 years old, and he said it's time for a new era. And that it's been just a labor of love. So if you do the math, he's been doing this since 66. And he's going to do a signature song, I guess, September 4th. And they're going to do a primetime broadcast. Well, they do that. For the primetime broadcast on September 4th, he's going to sing that song, You'll Never Walk Alone. And it's amazing how much money. You have to really give him credit. How much money he's raised for MDA, more than $1 billion. more than a billion over all the years, even beyond that, they say. And the hospitals, the clinics, since he really got involved in this, and he's a guy who really lent, at the time especially, his celebrity to that cause. So you got to give him credit. And that telethon has had a couple of hitches in it along the way, where they moved it from New York to Vegas in the 70s, and then it was in Los Angeles, and then it went back to Vegas. And last year it was at a hotel on the Vegas Strip, and there was 170 stations that aired it. And then it raised almost $59 million, and that's pretty amazing. The telethon is 21 and a half hours. You know, it's like when you watch a little bit of it. I really honestly believe that there's hardly anybody who doesn't know about the telethon. Whether you sit and watch it, or you give money or don't give money, when you're in and out on that weekend, you have seen it. You've flipped on the tube and you have seen it. Absolutely. And there have been some huge moments on that show, too. So who takes over for Jerry Lewis because of the massive success? I think it'd be pretty tough, honestly, pretty tough shoes to step into. And if you tallied up all the hours that he was actually on, they say it would be like 900-something. And that's unprecedented. I guarantee there's no other celebrity that has done that. He'll hold that record forever and a day. Matt, I don't know about you, but who do you think replaces Jerry Lewis? I think it's going to be tough to replace him because he's like an institution. His name is synonymous with this telethon.
Yeah, I don't know who you can get.
Who?
Maybe Carson Daly, Ryan Seacrest.
No.
One of those guys.
No way. They just don't have that. They don't have the Lewis thing. I'm not sure. Like a George Clooney, but he wouldn't do that because he has a whole bunch of individual causes that he's involved with. That wouldn't make any sense. I'm not sure. I can't even think of anyone off the top of my head who could step
Wayne
into
Brady.
Wayne Brady. I don't know. You think?
Does a little of the singing and the dancing. He can host a show.
He's funny and sincere. That's not a bad suggestion.
That should
that's
be a network a bad, executive.
What about Jerry Seinfeld? Comedian,
yeah, I don't know.
Loved.
I don't know if he's much of a host guy.
Yeah, he's probably not. You're right. See, that's the key. It would have to be someone who's has a name. They have to have a name, but they have to have hosting skills, and they have to be able to drive the train because he really drove the train. He made tons of appearances. People just wanted to help him. He was so sincere about it. That's what it is. He was so sincere right from the very beginning. He wasn't, which there's nothing wrong with that when celebrities lend them their names to causes, raise a bunch of money, and then they move on to other things. This was his baby. I mean, this just became his cause. He really felt for those kids, and that's what will be hard, I think, to replace. Because the sincerity factor and how locked in he was to this thing. And whoever it is would have to kind of have that same thing going on for them. All right, so that's one of the big odds and ends, just huge news. And because, I mean, how many months away? We're coming up on Memorial Day, and then you have the next holidays, 4th of July, and everybody thinks in September they think of the telethon, you know, absolutely. All right, let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, who did you meet today? Who famous did you meet today?
Hey, Kate, actually, the mayor has mentioned your name at his council meeting back in Michigan today, he told me.
He just threw my name out there.
Yeah, because he said, I'm a celebrity. I said, that's right, Mayor. And he said, they ask you, on Michigan, what station are you guys out of?
We're on a couple of stations in Michigan. If you hold on, we'll get you the list of them. But we're not on in Detroit. It's the Dearborn mayor that you're talking about, right?
Yes, because he was asking about you today. He told me he did a story on me. A tribute to me for all the years I've been in Dearborn. He did a story to the council and the whole city.
Wow. How about
and
that?
And I told him I'm an ambassador for America tonight. He wanted to know what station you guys are out of.
What did you tell him? It's a network show. That's what you tell him. And then we're not on in Detroit. Not yet, anyway. We're going to have some conversations.
Matt's got to put towers up in Dearborn, Michigan. Give him something to do.
That's right, exactly. But you know, let's clear this up on the air first for people listening who are like, wow, who is she talking to that haven't heard you call in before? Because you're so involved with Special Olympics, and we were just talking about Jerry Lewis and who would replace him on the telethon there and how tough that is and charities and going back and forth. Special Olympics really has a special place for, I think, a lot of people across the country, and obviously people in your life have seen what's happened with you and how you've flourished and money you've raised and things that you've done, because it has changed your life, right?
Yes, and I told Matt I raised $700 up to today.
Wow, $700. You are one incredible fundraiser, and you started last week, I think, at $200 or something, right?
Yep, and this year the people at the gym gave me like $30 each.
Really?
At the 24-hour fitness, and I told them about you, too, today.
Boy, these poor people, they must be like, who? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, I told Shelly about you, too, Kate. I'm sorry I had to tell Shelly, Princess Shelly.
All right. Very good. I'm so happy that you are doing well on that fundraising kick. That's good. And when are you going back to Michigan? Because you're in Oregon, and you're all over the place.
I'm going back in the fall.
All right,
and
in the fall.
The mayor wants to have lunch with me and everything, Kate.
Cool. Well, you need to take some pictures and send us those photographs.
I will. I'll do that, Kate, and I'll send them to you on your Facebook.
All right, send that to us. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, thank you, and we want to tell everybody, and I'll tell you this too, Jeff. I mean, we're on a bunch of stations in Michigan, just not Detroit. We're on one of my favorites, WKMI, 1360 AM in Kalamazoo. We've been on that station for a long time, and also WMKT, 1270 AM, Traverse City. So a couple of stations, just not Detroit. Got to knock off some of the big names. I think George Norrie, the man who talks about outer space and aliens, and he does it well when he talks about outer space and aliens and 51 and all that, Area 51. I think that he's got the big station in Detroit. But interesting that Jeff called, and here we were talking about the telethon, because he does a lot with Special Olympics, and he is a Special Olympian. How about that? All right, some other odds and ends that I said I would mention, is there's so much happening across the country, not just what's reverberating out of D.C., which has to do with the debt ceiling and how we're going to have to go through now 11 weeks of this fight. We've already been going through this already. This is a big story we talked about a little bit yesterday, and I got some more info on this. The International Crime Court's chief prosecutor, whoever that is, is trying to get arrest warrants for Muammar Gaddafi, his son, and the intelligence chief for authorizing the killing of people in that country in that their crackdown on anti-government rebels. Gaddafi's government, of course, is saying that's a lie. They haven't done it. It's not true. But the call for the inquest, as we were talking about in a previous show, was the first action in these Netherlands-based courts, because that's where they are, linked to these uprisings. And it has opened up a huge Pandora's box, a potential front against Gaddafi's regime, even as he stands against the widening of the NATO airstrikes and rebels with all this international backing. So got to pay attention to this story. A Libyan government spokesperson is appealing for a ceasefire, but, you know, this whole, I'm still calling it a stalemate, continues. And how long has this been? 2 months of Muammar Gaddafi. We forget because so much has happened in the interim. All right, coming up on the flip side, it's your business. Each and every week we introduce you to a CEO. We got a very interesting guy you're going to meet on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, I'm sure everybody knows about daily deals. When you jump onto your computer and you get all kinds of offers, if you sign up for it, for half off of things, everything from massages to gyms to dining out to, you know, you name it, it seems it's possible. And it's amazing how big this has become, but what a great thing it is for you and me, because services that you would normally use anyway, you can find these incredible deals. Right now joining us here on ATN is Patrick Albus. He's the CEO of KGB Deals. And you can check that out, kgbdeals.com. Patrick, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, first of all, how did you decide to get in this game? How did that all happen that you became the CEO of the third largest of all the daily deals?
Well, we've been in business. KGB itself has been in business for 20 years, and we've been serving small to mid-sized businesses. And we thought it was a natural progression for us to move into this space. We entered the space about, I would say it was March of last year.
And what have you seen since that happened, since March?
Well, it's been explosive growth. I think everyone's read about Groupon and what a great job Groupon has done and how they actually have really grown the marketplace. But also what we've seen is that that consumers and merchants have both been very receptive to what the offerings are in this marketplace. You know, it's been very good for both sides, and we believe that this is a market that's actually going to thrive for some time.
Yeah. How did you, you know, how, when you first started doing this, how do you do it? In other words, people listening are saying, okay, I kind of get it. Maybe they don't know what Groupon is. How do you make those deals? How do you close those deals? Do you have salespeople that call different companies and you work out something, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we do have salespeople. We are actually offering deals in 30 cities in the U.S. and over 100 cities globally. We have salespeople in each one of those cities who actually go out, talk to local merchants, hear what their needs are, and then we partner with them to structure a deal that actually meets their needs. Then once we have the deal structured in a way that actually works for them, we then promote it. So when we actually have a deal go live, an email will go out to our subscriber base. Our subscribers then choose if it's a deal that's actually interesting to them. They would actually click through. They come to our website and purchase the deal. And then at the end of the transaction, we kind of put the subscriber and the merchant together to make a pairing.
What have you found, Patrick, that's been the most popular thing? Has it been restaurants or other services?
Restaurants are definitely popular, and that's a staple that everyone needs to eat. But some of the more interesting deals that we've done have been incredibly interesting. So, for example, like an experience like a hot air balloon. We've done hot air balloons several times. It's something that most of our audience wants to do, but they need some incentive to actually go out and partake in that type of experience. And the feedback that we've gotten from the merchant is they've won over a lot of new customers. And then our customers have actually provided feedback saying, great, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. Thank you for actually introducing it to us.
Yeah, so if I'm somebody who works for, I'm in sales in one of these 30 cities or one of the 100 cities all over the place, I guess nothing is out of bounds, right? I mean, I could pursue all kinds of things, and we'd run it by you and run it by your people, and they say, yeah, sure, why not the hot air balloons or whatever?
Well, I do think there are some things that are out of bounds. We actually want to make sure that, you know, if we look at the demographic of our audience, we want to appeal to them. And our demographic is women from the early 20s to around 40. And so we want to have the offerings on our website that actually are appealing to them versus just having just a broad set of deals that maybe they'll buy. At the same time, one of the things that our company, I think, does extremely well is we really vet the merchants. We make sure the merchants are higher quality. We make sure the deals actually are meaningful to our subscriber base. On top of that, we actually try to structure a deal that's actually a win-win. So, sometimes there are deals that we actually will pass up because it just doesn't make sense to promote to our audience.
Right. So, because that's what you want. You want the biggest response, and then you know when things are working. And obviously, probably a lot of these deals that you make, you can bring them back again. Isn't that kind of part of it? So if it started last March, and let's say I was one of the restaurants, you'd come back to me. I'd eventually come back into the cycle. You do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we find a merchant that it's worked well for them and we believe that that merchant has deal appeal, yeah, we will definitely partner with them to do multiple transactions. You know, we really actually focus on the partnership and helping them for what their needs are. So if it makes sense for them to run once a year, well, you know, we don't push a merchant into running more than once a year if that's what they need. If they would like to do it quarterly, we actually work with them to do it quarterly.
Yeah. Where do you see this going? You think that this will just get bigger and bigger? Personally, I think it will. I think more people, it's like a coupon book directed toward you. Like you said, you narrowed down your demographic. So a females 20 to 40 something. You know who would be perfect, who's perfect for some of the stuff you're offering up. I see this getting bigger because it's target marketing, and also it offers something to people out there, like I said when we first went to you, who it's like a living, breathing coupon book, sort of. Does that make sense? Do you think that this just keeps on growing?
Yeah, absolutely. So from the customer side, I think there's many different ways to actually help them. The first thing that is getting them deals that meet the different demographics. And I think what you'll see is that, deal sites will actually have more specialized or customized deals for their audience. So there may be a deal that goes out for men versus women, based on their age group, based on their buying preferences. And then for the merchant, you know, very few things have been a stimulus in this economy. And if you look at one of the things is, you know, a lot of these merchants are all flocking to this because it's the way to actually guaranteed results, to actually do promotions that will drive customers through their door. And then for the merchant, you know, it's not just about doing that deal once. It's really about winning a new audience for them. So we get a whole bunch of people that are interested in their business, and their job is to win them over. And, you know, we've heard a lot of feedback from our merchants that they love this. They love getting new people introduced to their business, and winning them over is where the true value is. So, yeah, I think this is going to continue to grow.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Patrick Albus, of course, KGBDeals.com. If you go there, you can check it out. Patrick, in looking at, we just talked about the explosive growth. You mentioned Groupon and what a great job they've done. I have the philosophy when you're in business, when you're an entrepreneur, or when you have a company that's just blowing and going, you don't so much worry about the competition. You just keep doing what you're doing, and you keep mining it, and you keep doing it bigger and badder and better, and you'll just keep growing and growing this sector of what the business is. Do you have that similar philosophy? Do you worry so much about, okay, there's two other people out there doing it, there may be someone else that comes into it. Do you focus on what they're doing, or you focus on what you're doing?
We really focus on what we're doing. From the latest count that I've seen, there's over 400 daily deal sites in the U.S. And if we were just worried about the competition, we wouldn't be able to move our business forward. So where we really focus is we want to be the gold standard for how merchants are treated and customers are treated. Merchants, they're like partners. You know, we don't want to do a transaction. It's not just about the financials. It's really about, how do we actually help them with their advertising and promotion needs? How do we actually get them new customers? At the same time as with our customers, you know, we want them to have a fantastic experience, that they just don't come here, you know, once in a while, that we actually change their behavior, that they trust us. They know that we are actually scrutinizing the deals, and then we're also structuring deals that actually make sense and are appealing for them. So, yeah, you know, the competition is, you always got to keep an eye on the competition, but what we really focus on is really being that gold standard.
And have you gotten just great reaction from the merchants? What's that been like?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, when a merchant said, hey, you actually listened to me, you actually structured a deal because you heard what my needs were. You see, a lot of the other deal sites out there, they deliver cookie-cutter terms. They say, here's what the terms are, take it or leave it. That's not us at all. You know, and part of another way that we actually differentiate is not all the deal sites actually have people that are actually selling in the marketplace. We actually have people that are live there, breathe there. They know the market. They know the consumer base. They know the merchants. And they go down and they talk, and they have conversations with them. And it's a dialogue that goes back and forth. So we can make sure that, you know, what we're presenting is the best possible deal for that day in each of the marketplaces.
All right, Patrick Albus, continued success. Be interesting to see. Talk to you down the road again and see how much this has grown. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you.